As school messes return, rest easy. Clorox has got your back to school.
Oh, no.
I'm back. That messy science experiment. And I brought baking soda, cornstarch.
And you're due tomorrow, right? Well, at least I stocked up on Clorox disinfecting wipes. Because you're not messing up my kitchen counters like last time.
Ooh, smart. Got any food coloring?
And off to the store we go.
Stock up on Clorox disinfecting wipes that clean three times better than wet paper towels on kitchen grease and soap scum. Use as directed.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Believe in Falcons. I'm your host, Will McFadden. We've got a short episode for you guys today on Thursday. Just want to check in on some of the news from owners' meetings. Obviously, the big one is the change to the kickoff rule, so gonna touch on that a little bit today. Also want to kind of follow up a little bit of my earlier thoughts from this week's episode with Luke Easterling, which if you have not heard that, I encourage you to go give it a listen. It is really, really insightful and Luke knows his stuff. But I want to kind of follow up on what I said at the top of that episode about the Falcons winning the offseason. The Athletic has the Falcons as their most improved team of the offseason, which is big news, obviously. But again, I wouldn't read too much into that. But that is what we have on deck for you guys today. Sound good? Awesome. The tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. Remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hey, Believe Nation. As you all know, we've partnered with Cut, the social betting platform. Cut is a peer-to-peer betting platform that allows you to bet directly against your buddies and other fans. That's right. You can join the Believe in Falcons crew on Cut today and bet directly against me or Ovi Mahaley, and it would feel so, so good to win a bet against Ovi. You can bet on your favorite sports, pop culture, and hey, even politics. That's not for me, but whatever floats your boat. Cut is the ultimate put your money where your mouth is platform, and it's legal here in the state of Georgia. So be sure to follow at CutBet on all your social media channels and download the app via the App Store or cut.com. Be sure to use code BELIEVEFALCONS for a 10% deposit bonus when you sign up. Cut. Put your money where your mouth is. Okay, so just up at the top here, I want to address The Athletic having the Falcons as their number one winner of the offseason as well. Austin Mock had his piece up on The Athletic earlier this week. And basically, he assigned a value to every player for every transaction this offseason and calculated the value added and the value lost for each team. And basically, that is how he determined his ranking. Fair enough? Straightforward? Of course it is. The Falcons are atop the list with an added value of 52.4. Austin's explanation for what 52.4 actually means is that you should think of it basically by how much a player would affect the point spread of the expected winning percentage of a single game. Now, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't know exactly what that means. And 52.4 is the sum total of everybody that the Falcons brought in, right? So that's not just one player adding basically 52% winning chance for the Falcons. That's just saying that, you know, if I understand this correctly, it would basically say that the totality of the moves that the Falcons have made for a single game, you would expect based on compared to last year, that their winning percentage has increased by over 50%. And obviously, a lot of that has to do with Kirk Cousins, as Austin notes when he names the Falcons his biggest winner. And again, he's got numbers behind this, and they're pretty far and away the number one team on this list. Chicago is just below Atlanta at 26.2 measured points. So that just means that basically the Falcons landed the biggest quarterback of the offseason. But again, as I noted earlier this week, quarterbacks of Kirk Cousins' stature and ability at this point in their career often don't become available, at least not in free agency. And for the Falcons to still be getting Kirk Cousins, yes, he's coming off of an Achilles injury and he is entering his age 36 season. But these quarterbacks and in this type of system, when they are mostly pocket quarterbacks, I think at this point in their career, really from ages like 31 to probably like 38, for me, that's really their window. When the game is slowing down enough, but you still have the athletic ability and your physicality has not dropped off, that is the apex of when you should be successful. Kirk Cousins has seen everything that a defense is going to throw at him. He has orchestrated some of the best offenses in the league. And more importantly, he has been consistent over a vast majority of his career, right? Which points back to he knows what teams are trying to do. He has a firm grasp of not only what the offense is that he's running, but also how to exploit the defenses in front of him. And I don't expect that to go away magically just because he suffered an Achilles injury or he is turning 36. If anything, I expect his experience to be a huge benefit, not just to this offense and not just to Kyle Pitts and Drake London and Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier and all of those guys, but to Zach Robinson, right? He has never actually called plays in the NFL. Yes, he comes from the Sean McVay tree, and just like Kevin O'Connell, just like a lot of these guys, I expect that to work. It is kind of the meta offense in the league right now. But Kirk Cousins was with Kevin O'Connell. He has been with Sean McVay. He knows this offense just as well, if not better, than Zach Robinson. And so I think that marrying a first-time play caller with a long-time quarterback in this offense could actually be really exciting. It could give Kirk Cousins the opportunity to come in here and really put his stamp on at least the first 2 years of this offense. And if things go well, who knows? Maybe that's longer. If things go well, who knows? Maybe that's 2 years and then the Falcons have a transition plan in place at the quarterback position like they have not had in recent years. But getting Kirk Cousins not only like seal of approval on this offense, but truly allowing him, I think, to work with Zach Robinson and with this offensive staff to say, here's what I'm comfortable doing. It's almost like a custom build, right? Is maybe the best way that I can put it. He can almost work with this offensive staff to put exactly what he likes in place. Now, it is on the coaching staff, I believe, to make players uncomfortable at times. And I think you want to push players out of their comfort zone. I think that Matt Ryan, the struggles he went through during the 2015 season, when everybody was kind of ready for Matt Ryan to be gone, along with Dan Quinn and Kyle Shanahan and everybody else, because 2015 was not a lot of fun, that led to the incredible success and obviously the MVP season for Matt Ryan in 2016, because he had to grow and adapt as a quarterback. He had to do things that he was uncomfortable with. But the flip side of that is that defenses that have this big book on a quarterback, now they kind of saw a new version of Matt Ryan as well. And they almost had to relearn how to play Matt Ryan because his strengths and his weaknesses weren't totally in line with what they had been from 2008 to 2014 when he was playing under Dirk Cutter and Mike Mularkey. Those were very different offenses. So you get Kirk Cousins coming in here and it's a little bit of the reverse, right? Because Kirk is not going to be totally changing anew, but instead you may just get the things that Kirk is best at, the things where he's like, I can score a 95 to 100 on this test if these are the questions. And those are the questions that they can implement and put into the test. And so it's just going to, I think, build a level of comfort to hopefully maximize the benefit of the quarterback addition that the Falcons have made, which, as I started this little monologue by saying, has vaulted them to the top of many, many most improved teams lists around the league right now. So that is just kind of my final thought. But again, it was notable that The Athletic had another piece out saying that the Falcons are the biggest winner of free agency. They got to line up. They got to play the game on Sundays. So this is not going to ultimately mean anything when the ball is kicked off in September. But it does feel good right now, at least to be able to point and say, hey, like the Falcons are on paper moving in the right direction. But let's talk about the ball being kicked off a little bit, shall we?
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
The big rule change coming out of league owners' meetings in Orlando is to the kickoff rules. And I'm going to just continue to plug The Athletic here. It's a big day for The Athletic on Believe in Falcons. Ted Nguyen had an awesome, excellent piece that I encourage everybody to go read if you are a subscriber to The Athletic. But it is called Making Sense of the NFL's New Kickoff Rule and What It Means for Next Season. So basically, the NFL is going to adopt a little bit of an altered version of what the XFL has been using for the last couple of seasons. There will be three kind of key areas of the field on kickoffs: a start line, the setup zone, and then the landing zone. Now, crucially, NFL teams will only be able to have two players back in the landing zone beyond the setup zone. So the other nine players out there on the field on the return team will have to start in the setup zone. And every player on the kickoff team, aside from the kicker, will have to start at the start line, which is going to be the 40-yard line. Now, the ball will be kicked from the 35-yard line, and it must land in the landing zone, which is between the 20-yard line and the end zone, where the two returners have to stand. If the ball is kicked into the landing zone, it must be returned. If the ball is kicked short of the landing zone or it is kicked out of bounds, it will be placed on the 40-yard line. That's huge for the offense. So again, if it's short of the 20, squib kicks, I guess, would automatically move it to the 40-yard line. The ball can still be returned if it rolls into the end zone or is kicked to the end zone through the air. However, a team doesn't necessarily have to return it. If the ball is kicked into the landing zone, rolls into the end zone, and gets downed by the kickoff team, it'll go to the 20-yard line. But if the ball is kicked into the end zone in the air and gets downed, it will go to the 30-yard line. So again, the NFL is kind of wanting to reinvigorate the return game. It wants to see more returns happen. So it's got these varying levels of penalty to kind of entice the kicker and the kickoff unit and the special teams coach and teams in general to at least want to be able to put the ball in play. You don't want to kick it in the air because then it's coming out to the 30. And if you do kick it and roll it into the end zone, at least that gives the other team a chance to kind of pick it up and run with it. Now, every member of the coverage team, as I mentioned, will have to have at least 1 foot on the 40-yard line. And they are not allowed to move until the ball is either touched by the return team or it hits the ground in the landing zone. And I mentioned that a team has two returners. It can choose to only have one returner back there if it wants to have 10 players up in that setup zone. I'd imagine most teams will have two returners back there because there's some funky stuff that I think you could do that I'll get into in 1 second. But they could choose to have 10 players up there in the setup zone if they want. They have to have 7 players with a foot on the 35-yard line, but they could have the remaining 2 or 3, again, if they have 9 or 10, off the line, but still within that 5-yard setup zone if need be. The return team, those players are not allowed to move until the ball is either touched or it hits the ground. I guess that a referee would probably have to signal them in some way to move because they're obviously not looking at where the ball is going. But those are the new rules, and it's going to be very interesting. Again, in Ted's piece, they've got nice little illustrations, motion graphics to help visualize this for everybody, and it's really interesting to look at. It reminds me a little bit of kind of my days playing rugby when everybody was a little bit closer to, it wasn't a line of scrimmage, but just like the kickoff line. But obviously, the really interesting thing that I think is going to happen here is you are having much less of these high impact collisions. And what you saw the XFL do was almost scheme their frontline blockers in ways that were more akin to an offensive line than they were anything kind of in motion. And that was the key in kickoffs, and punt returns are a little bit different, but kickoffs, it was just like chaos. It was high speed collisions, chaos, and you had to have returners who were back there to really sort through it all. Because guys are going to be starting much closer together and they are not able to move until the ball, again, is either touched or hits the ground, that means that you're not going to have as much speed and you can almost scheme up your blocks a little bit more. For example, in this piece, they show a clip where they kind of trap one of the coverage players and it springs the returner free for a long touchdown. You leave one guy open who thinks he's just got a scot-free line to the kickoff player, only to have somebody come kind of out of nowhere. And this is where it's going to be tricky, and there's going to be fine-tuning and tweaking all throughout the season. But guys are going to have to be careful not to get some of these blindside blocks, some of these leverage blocks that you see offensive players get called for when they're coming back and they're crackback blocking defenders or making a block downfield when the player's head is turned and they don't see it coming. I could see that being a little bit of a sticking point early on for this as teams, again, get a little bit more creative. But then there's another clip where in the XFL, they have a player coming off of that setup zone who essentially is a blocker to start the play and runs a reverse, and the kickoff returner pitches it to that player who then loops around the coverage team and he scores a touchdown. So it gives you all of this new flexibility because, again, you're not necessarily, as a returner, sifting through all of these moving bullets as they're coming at you. You kind of have a second to evaluate, look at it, and then, like a running back, find that open gap, hit it as hard as you can. And if you can break through that front line, there's not really much staggering to go with the coverage team, and you can basically beat that main line and then beat the kicker, and you could be gone. So I'm really curious to see how this actually plays out in practice. Now, obviously, not every single return is going to result in a touchdown. I would expect a lot of this to kind of resolve somewhere around the middle, and most of these balls are probably going to get out around the 30. But the way that we land at that consensus is going to be very, very interesting. I remember when I started with the Falcons in, it was either the 2017 offseason, it may have been the 2018 offseason, but it was the year when they kind of decided to get rid of the wedge because it was just too dangerous. And we were sitting in meetings with Keith Armstrong, the media was, and he was just explaining to us how they were going to have to go about informing the players and coaching the players on these new rules to make sure that they weren't getting penalized unnecessarily and that everybody knew what was expected of them. And you see how much detail and how much thought goes into just small, minor rule changes like that. And the impact was far less offensive and defensive linemen on your kickoff return groups, and way more tight ends, linebackers, fullbacks. So we could see this go back to more offensive linemen, because again, I think the way you're going to see the blocks being set up, you're going to see the return teams be a little bit more aggressive in setting that line of scrimmage and going and attacking the coverage team because they don't have to backpedal and retreat and kind of form a wall. Because again, nobody can move until the ball is caught or hit the ground. So everybody's starting on that same kind of level playing field, and they are starting much closer together. All of the players are going to be within like 10 yards of each other to begin with. So that is going to allow for much more creative thinking. And because nobody has a real blueprint for what works and, more importantly, for what doesn't work, this is going to be a period where mad scientists can probably figure out and throw out whatever they want to in the initial period. I would expect the smarter teams and the more creative teams to have a nice advantage this season, along with the players or the teams that have the right personnel on the roster. And this is where, if you have somebody like Cordarrelle Patterson, I could see on the one hand him being incredible in this new rule change, because he is that type of, almost like I said, a rugby player type of athlete where he runs hard, he is powerful, it's very difficult to bring him down with just one player. Is he as elusive as he once was at this stage of his career? No, but in this specific type of kickoff, I don't think you have to be, because again, you're not dodging individual single tacklers who are coming at you rapid fire. There's going to be kind of a wall in front of you. And can you hit that wall Red Rover style and break through it, or identify that gap using your running back vision and break a big one? And that's where I think you could see players like Bijan Robinson starting to get a little bit more look in this, because the field vision, I think, is going to be very instrumental here. But also, how do teams choose to now staff these respective special teams units? Do you want to go offensive linemen for your front nine and have two returners back there? But basically, those are the only two that are going to be handling the ball. Do you want to take a page out of the XFL book and maybe put a couple of wide receivers or faster tight ends or another running back, Tyler Allgeier, up there on that front line? And maybe you run that reverse. Maybe you've got a couple of trick plays. I don't know. I don't know where this is going. It's a little bit of the Wild West. And so even though the rule may just seem like, okay, it's special teams, that's kind of the third unit, who really cares? Like, this is when I'm usually in the concession stand line or I'm in the bathroom or whatever. It could now, for me at least, be like must-watch TV just because I want to see the inventiveness that these coaches can come up with. And again, I think there's going to be a huge advantage for the teams that are able to tap into a level of creativity and market inefficiency quicker. So this offseason, don't underestimate the amount of time that teams are going to be spending poring over every single one of these rules, evaluating their roster, and figuring out the right 11 guys to now have on these units, because they're going to be more important than probably ever before, at least in this initial year. Because again, nobody knows what to expect, and that will now give certain teams a huge advantage that in other years they probably wouldn't have had. Now, the last little key element to this, and why ultimately I think that the league is taking a very interesting approach to what is a complicated problem, because on the one hand, I said that they want to promote and encourage more returns, right? That is a fun part of the game that has really died down recently in recent years, ever since those last rule changes that I was talking about, because they're trying to make the game a little bit safer. So how can you want to now ramp up the number of returns while also still saying that you care about the player safety? And I remember back a conversation that we all had with Rich McKay, and this was about like 5 years ago. So people change their opinions, their thoughts change, all of that stuff. So I feel comfortable at least sharing this small little detail with you all. But his point kind of at that time, because we were all talking about just expanding rosters and would it make it safer to have more people available on game day instead of just your 53-man roster and the 48 that you then have active on game day? Would it make it safer to just have more bodies available? And his point was actually interesting, is that not necessarily, because a lot of those guys maybe further down the roster are going to be there for special teams value. And so what you're doing is putting guys out there who have not been playing that many snaps. And so they are very fresh and they are running full speed with a full tank of energy against maybe a guy who is a starter somewhere else and has now played 42 snaps. And so there is such a kind of discrepancy in the energy level at that point, how fast they're moving. And so as the game goes along, you could have a situation where there is potentially more danger for certain players because you just have guys who are fresher and therefore running at faster speeds. And so these high impact collisions are even of greater impact. So I think that it's an interesting way to mitigate that very particular concern of these high impact collisions by just having dudes start closer together and by not allowing them to move until certain things happen, until a player either catches the ball or again, it hits the ground. But everybody has to move at the same time and they don't have the runway to be building up this speed, to be a wedge breaker, to be, you know, one guy who is flying downfield at 22 miles an hour, just looking to absolutely clean another dude's clock. And oftentimes what we see is that that's the player, the one who is making the hit, running at the full speed. They usually do the most harm to themselves, just running into a wall recklessly, right? So I kind of think this is a weird way for the NFL to like have its cake and eat it too. And you can hopefully see more returns happening, which will be beneficial to, I think, the enjoyment of the game and the entertainment value of the product on the field. But maybe we'll also see a safer way that all this happens. Now, the flip side could be that the returners are the only ones that are building up speed. And if they do like run into a defender at full speed, just lower their shoulder, I'd be curious to see how that feels for the defender. I'm lucky I'm never going to have to feel that. But It's going to evolve. It's going to be interesting. But I, for one, am very, very excited to just see what all of this looks like when everything does get kicked off. So that's what I've got for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, which, as always, was presented by Bet Online. Keep an eye on the feed. Early next week, I will be joined by Kevin Knight, my colleague over at the Falcoholic and the host of the Dirty Birds and Brews podcast here on the Believe Podcast Network. We're going to be going through a four-round mock draft live here on the podcast. Well, it'll be live for us, recorded, but you guys will get to enjoy it Monday when that comes out. And we're just going to make all of the picks for the Falcons, and we're going to talk through our philosophy. Do we have the Falcons going edge rusher at number eight? Are we going to maybe go corner? Will a receiver slip to it? Like, we're going to just talk all of it out. And we did this last year. It was one of my favorite exercises. So I hope you guys are looking forward to that. But that will do it for me today. Thank you guys so much again for listening. And as always, take care.
As school messes return, rest easy. Clorox has got your back to school.
Oh, no.
I'm back. That messy science experiment. And I brought baking soda, cornstarch.
And you're due tomorrow, right? Well, at least I stocked up on Clorox disinfecting wipes. Because you're not messing up my kitchen counters like last time.
Ooh, smart. Got any food coloring?
And off to the store we go.
Stock up on Clorox disinfecting wipes that clean three times better than wet paper towels on kitchen grease and soaps come. Use as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.